Network.
And it's time now for a one-on-one with a professional. Today on the phone with us is Brad Dungis with the Dungis Family of Autos for Car Talk. Mr. Dungis, how are things going today?
We're doing great, Garrett. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Staying as safe and clean as possible in the little studio I got here in K1. Can't complain too much. Thank you for asking.
Sure, yeah. Well, I decided to stay in my office today, too, to avoid the risk of moving around too much and just knew that that was the best thing to do in this strange world we've entered. Just like all you guys, we're certainly monitoring all the new developments on the COVID-19 crisis. And, you know, that's really our main concern right now is the health and safety of our customers and employees. That's what we're all about. We are still open. We've remained open basically full time through this so far. I'm not sure that that can continue how long. We have pretty good full shops right now as far as our service work, but we've seen in the last few days it's dwindled quite a bit, as you would expect with so many fewer people moving around. And sales business has been really slow for the last week or so. You'd expect that, but what we've been doing is working on all our processes. You know, really the dealership's thoroughly cleaned every night, and we've raised our standards of cleanliness and health safety, and maintaining the status quo is never good enough for us, so we've been trying to really make this work. We disinfect and have changed a lot of how we operate. We don't have group meetings anymore. We tried to limit our moving around in the dealership. All kinds of interesting stuff going on.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting indeed this time, and it's kind of crazy too that the national emergency was declared just about a week ago, and it's hard to believe it's even been a week. It feels like it's been about a month, if you will, with all the stuff that's been going on.
I had the same feeling this morning. Has it really only been a week since we kind of hit that tipping point? It really began to be real to us here. I know that everybody's dealing with it, and we've already, we're rolling out changes, like I said, every day. You know, Ford has given us a lot of good guidance, and I'm proud of our manufacturer's response to this. You know, they've announced they're going to shut down their plants. Ford is looking at how they might be able to convert to building respirators. Ford's changed their marketing a lot in the last week, where they're not really focused on selling quite so much as they are the history of Ford and the community relationships that is the foundation of Ford's strength in all their communities. And it's a really interesting time. They've given us a lot of great advice on how to.
I think we may have lost Brad Dungis there for a second because of a little bit of a shortage there. You have to call us back, Brad, on that. We will kind of continue here for just a moment with some programming notes here. I think we're going to try to go to the outdoor showcase here on K1 until we get Brad back on the phone. Here we go. Here we go. I got it. Sorry. Something else happened here, too, because of the surge. Can you hear me all right now?
I can. Yeah, okay. I lost you there. Surge.
Yeah, it was just the lights flickered and the call just dropped. It was all staticky and it was weird. Where were we leaving off at? You were talking about the guidance of the Ford manufacturers
guidance
moving forward.
Ford, yeah, they've given us great advice on what products to use. And we've ordered all kinds of new stuff to come in. We disinfect all the high touch areas on every vehicle we touch: the door handle, steering wheel, shifter, arm console, interior door handle, the door armrest, the screens, touch screens, things like that. We do that on completion of the appraisal, when we do customer pay repair orders, when we detail a vehicle for delivery. We've really limited our dealer trades. We're trying not to do those where we don't send our people to places where we don't really know what's going on. We're just changing how we operate, and really, you know, most interesting is trying to practice the social distancing at work. We're a pretty social environment here at Dungis, and everybody loves, it's a great team, and everybody loves to work together. But we're learning to use technology to communicate, and some folks are working from home more and just trying to eliminate as much as possible people moving around. But at the same time, we're here to serve you. I know we know you know, people's cars are important in a crisis like this. You need them on the road if hospital workers and whatever are going to need their cars going. So we're here to do your maintenance and repairs throughout this. And anyway, we're just plugging away. There, a lot of people are still calling us to find out if we are open or what's going on. If you are interested for a car, of course, the sales team is still here. We've got Ford is going to announce some new incentives this morning that are interesting, where they're going to make let you defer up to three payments on your new vehicle, and they will make up to three payments. So that's six payments, either made for you and three that can be deferred. So you could have up to 6 months on your new vehicle without any payment. And there's also a combination of 3 months deferred with 0% for 84 months. And we've really shifted, and we talk about this every week, to more online processes. So a lot of this can be done now from your home. If everybody's hunkered down at home and you're interested in something, we're going to start doing daily Facebook Live vehicle presentations at various hours. You can check that out on our Facebook page. We'll be posting all kinds of information up there as this continues to evolve. So that's another good way to get some more information about things that are happening.
And speaking of your Facebook page, I don't know if you posted this yesterday or not, but I saw your guys' post kind of in response to that, the COVID-19 mm-hmm. virus and what's going on. What was kind of the general summary of that response to this emergency?
Well, really, I mean, a lot of it is that, you know, in this situation we're facing, that we better be prepared. And so we're trying as a dealership to over-prepare and really over-communicate with our people. I think the main point is that our number one focus is on the health and well-being of our team members' families, our customers and their families. And so we're going to be really vigilant in how we operate. We think that is part of our responsibility. And, you know, so that's at the core of it. So we've rolled out all these new processes. We are definitely changing how we operate and clean and trying to institute the social distancing practices here while we are working out more ways for people to work from home, really leaning into the process stuff on buying a car online, of delivering vehicles to homes, being able to do pickup and delivery for service. That's another thing we're offering now to folks in our neighborhood here is no-cost pickup and delivery of your vehicle for service. We'll clean it up, disinfect it before we bring it back to you, and to handle that maintenance. If you need something done, maybe people have recalls that need to be completed. If your car is sitting there and not being driven, and you have an open recall, or you don't know, we can check for that. Get the parts in here, pick up your car, bring it back to you, get that fixed. Anybody that, if you wonder if you've got a Takata airbag recall, that's one that people really need to get taken care of. It's a safety issue, and a lot of older cars have them, and people may not even know it. It's a lot of times they've traded hands, and we don't have always good records on that. State of Oklahoma, so it's important that you occasionally check either Carfax or go to your manufacturer's dealer to find out if you have recalls on your vehicle. And so we're there for that if people need it. Always there for anything you need as far as your transportation needs.
And you were just mentioning some of the recalls. Do you have any other on the top of your mind that you would like to let people know of?
There are so many now that we get notifications on them all the time. And a lot of times what people need to know with the recall is that they're going to get notice of it often before even the dealer does, and that we don't necessarily won't have parts available when they originally notify you of your recall. So it's usually a few weeks to a month or two later that we actually are able to start getting the parts in and start the process of fixing the vehicles. Of course, the notification timing and all that is prescribed by the federal government. So we're just doing what we need to do there. But if you have any questions on that, give the dealer a call, give us a call on any of our product. And we can check recalls through our Carfax account on virtually any vehicle. So if you're just interested, give one of our sales associates a call, and they'll be happy to run the Carfax on your car and let you know what it says about open recalls and any other information it might have that you didn't know about.
And this is Brad Dungis. This is Car Talk. He's with the Dungis family of autos. Brad, I know you guys are the home of the 999 oil change. How does this COVID-19 pandemic kind of affect that service that you guys have?
Well, you know, to be honest, we have ended the 995 oil change. I guess you hadn't heard that, Garrett, but that ended a couple of months ago. We've now got our Great Works package in place, and that has actually been a great transition. Now what we do is we do your full tire rotation and oil change and inspection for only $39.95. It's an outstanding value, and it does really match up with today's vehicles and their maintenance needs, maybe better than our old oil change offering. When we came up with that, a lot of cars were, you know, our basic maintenance recommendations back then were in the mid-2000s. We were still recommending people change their oil with traditional oil. Most cars still used traditional oils. You might change them in our environment every 3,000 to 5,000 miles. With today's vehicles, with so many more of ours having synthetic oils and different maintenance schedules, a lot of times the oil change isn't the most common service that you need. It's really the tire rotation that's the most important to keeping you safe in your vehicle and reducing your maintenance cost over time, because the tires wear out so much faster when they're not rotated. And it causes uneven wear, which can be a safety concern on your tires for stopping and starting and stuff like that. So it's really important. And so that now we've combined the two, it's a great value. Really does, you know, I don't think, other than just not having any wait time anymore right now, if you want to get your oil changed, we're certainly ready. There's not, we don't have a backlog at the moment. Haven't the last few days with everybody being quiet, but I understand that, and that's really what I wanted to talk to people about today is, you know, if there's a question you have, I get it that we need to all hunker down for the next few weeks. So we're preparing for that. But if you do have a car need, if there's anything you need, just give us a call. We'll help you out with that. If we need to pick your vehicle up and get it back to you, we can make that arrangement. If you're interested in shopping for a car, we can do so much of it online now. We will schedule private appointments for you if you want to come in and look at a few cars where we have the vehicles ready and fully cleaned up and disinfected. Make sure that everything's good for you when you come in and that you're not going to be around other people that are not needed in that. And we've trained our team to use good social distancing rules even in the sales process. So it's a really it's an interesting time and different than what we've had before, but as usual, Dungis keeps adapting and finding our way through.
That's true indeed, and of course that does sound way better than the 995 thing that you guys have moved away from, and of course you guys are going to keep offering that with precautions, obviously, with the COVID-19 scare that's kind of been going on.
It is evolving. Every day we get new information, and we're really watching that. I spent most of my time so far this morning trying to get my arms around what's next for us and how we need to adapt in order to keep serving our customers and make sure that everybody stays healthy. You know, again, that is our top priority, is just making sure that the customers, our employees, the families of our customers and employees are safe, and that we all get through this together and are there to, when we come back strong and ready to go.
Now, you're talking about people reaching out to you guys if they have questions or concerns or just kind of want to check out new vehicles. How can people get a hold of you? What's the number to call and what's the website?
Yeah, that's a great question, Garrett. You can reach us at any of our stores, anyone at Dungis, Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln at 918-333-0900. We can direct you there to anyone, and a lot of your questions can be answered right there on the phone. We can schedule service appointments, let you or help you arrange pickup and delivery, and answer a lot of your questions. If they can't, they'll get you to the right person who can. Of course, you can do that, like you said, through our Facebook page. We have pages for Ford, Lincoln, Dungis Ford, Dungis Lincoln, and Dungis Toyota. You can reach out to us there. We are always on Messenger and ready to respond to that. We also have our websites, which have great communication tools, whether you want to chat with us or send in a question or whatever. Lots of information on the websites about servicing your vehicle and vehicle information on all our new and used vehicles with great upfront pricing. You know, that's one of the things we focus on is making keeping the pricing simple and straightforward so that there's no confusion or changing deals when you come in. It's all about being transparent and really helping you have confidence when you're buying a car and servicing your car.
You guys are still in business, like you've been saying. What are some of the cars that you guys have on the lot right now at your dealerships?
Well, that's been a big theme the last couple months. What's going on and is largely forgotten in the COVID-19 crisis is it's truck month. And, you know, we have great incentives right now on all the Ford pickup trucks and SUVs. And with these new incentives today announced with 0% for 84 months and a possibility of them picking up three of your payments and deferring three more, so there's just great deals out there right now. And so and with it being a little bit slower, we've got lots of time to take care of you. So if you are interested in the pickup truck, it is a great time to buy. One thing that we're aware of is that with all the slowdown in travel, there's likely to be kind of a used car wave coming at us. I'd expect some of the rental companies to offload some of their inventories if they're sitting there for too long. And I don't know that that's really affected the pricing yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if here soon that there's a bit of a drop in used car pricing and used car values because of a bunch of cars coming onto the market at one time. We'll be watching for that. There's going to be opportunities in that. But you also maybe if you're looking to trade a vehicle, it could be that now's a good time to do that because you know some of that may lower values on the trade side. But if you're shopping for a used car, that might be actually an advantage because it'll make some of those great deals on late model used cars like the program vehicles that we always have a few of and off-lease vehicles, things like that that are great deals for people that are looking for extra value on their cars.
And what else is happening at the Dungis family of autos that we've missed, Brad?
Well, one thing that most people haven't really thought about is the need to not just keep everything clean and keep everybody away from everybody, but just to take care of each other and reach out to our friends so that we're not totally isolated. We are also kind of reaching out to our customers. If you get a call from us, don't be surprised. We're not really looking to sell anything. We just wanted to reach out and let people know what's going on and make sure there's nothing we can do to help. We have a lot of older customers and people that we care about a lot that we just want to know you're okay and that there's nothing that we can do for you. So, well, it's been a little bit slower this week. We've asked a lot of our sales team to reach out to people and just make sure there's nothing else we could do. Because, I mean, the truth is we'd love to help if there's something we can do. We've got our people trained to handle the situation we're in with the social distancing and the disinfecting of vehicles and our whole facility. I mean, we spend so much more time cleaning here now and, you know, try to wipe down our desks every 3 hours or so, make sure we don't share phones. I mean, it's just changed so many processes. It's kind of mind-boggling. But in a week, it's evolved to this point. But, you know, I know that we can make it through it, and I think that's the main thing is we'll make it through it together, and, you know, we keep on plugging away.
I don't know about you, but our offices smell like a lot like Clorox and Lysol.
Yeah, we prefer the hydrogen peroxide versions of the disinfectants here with the medically approved ones. So those are Ford tells us they're better on vehicles. They don't damage chrome and some of the coloring and paint that like bleach cleaners and alcohol cleaners might. So that's our preference. But yes, things smell a lot cleaner around here. Everybody's got clean hands. We've got hand sanitizer out. in kind of nondescript bottles, but we found we could get a large order of bulk hand sanitizer, and that was a lot easier than getting small plastic bottles to put it in rather than getting the brand name that was about out. So working around things, that's the way we do it.
Now, for people that might be stuck at home, how else would you kind of advise them to kind of keep their vehicle clean until this all kind of blows over?
Well, that was something I forgot to mention, I think is a good idea. Don't forget, we do have a detail department, and Enrique and Rachi and the guys down there are really good at cleaning cars. And they've, of course, been involved in all our discussions about disinfecting vehicles and learning to better processes to make sure we do that completely on a vehicle. So if you want us to clean up your car, we'd be happy to do that. It's a great time to do that. With sales being off a little bit, we definitely have time to clean up and do retail details. So that's one option you could do. Our basic wash and vac is a great value. It goes all the way up to a complete detail, which is really dependent on the size and nature of your vehicle. But Enrique and the team can give you a good idea for a quote on that. And we do everything else from ozone treatments to get rid of odors in vehicles to special stain treatments and all kinds of stuff. So that is an option if you're interested in getting your vehicle cleaned up in this while we're sitting around not doing it so much the next couple of weeks.
And I'm assuming you set this up the same way as just calling you guys in or visiting your website?
Sure. You can do it either way. Give us a call at 918-333-0900. We can do it while we're servicing your vehicle. We'll still do the pickup and delivery, stuff like that. You need to just give us a call. We'll think out of the box and make sure we get it handled.
And a little bit earlier, you were talking about us kind of sticking together as a community. What else would you tell the community moving forward as we kind of get through this strange time?
Well, I think that's a good question. And, we were all kind of trying to figure it out right now. And it's kind of been going one moment at a time. And I know my family's been doing the same thing. I guess, be sure to talk to your kids, make sure that they understand the importance of this stuff we're talking about, the social distancing and keeping your things clean and not being around sick people. Be sure to reach out to people that might be isolated, older people or people aren't seeing people anymore. They don't go visit them necessarily, but give them a call and make sure they're okay and they don't need anything. Another thing is think about the most vulnerable in our community and the nonprofits. I know this is going to be a really challenging time for the nonprofits as they adjust to this new world. And, some of them are going to have much more increased needs for services. Others are just going to have people stop coming into their facilities. Restaurants, bars, stuff like that. We definitely need to think about our local business community and all our employees and the people that make it all work, the great employers in our town. So let's all rally together. I think that's the main thing. And don't forget about those other things you care about.
And I think another really great thing, too, something that we should consider moving forward, I don't know your thoughts on this, it's probably just not to be afraid of what's happening.
Yeah. No, remain positive. Take all due caution, but be positive and be optimistic. I think that the way we lead through these crises or what the strength of America really is. And, I know that's something that we get as part of our heritage of being Ford dealers now for almost 90 years in total and here in Bartlesville for almost 80 of those years. It's a great testament to our community and the way the community rallies around itself. And so that's really critical.
Well, Brad, we are in the final seconds of the program. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the audience before we let you go?
I guess just be safe, everyone. We're all praying for each other and thinking about what's going on. And let's all be safe. Let's all take care of each other and ourselves and be well. If there's anything you need as far as your vehicle or transportation needs, don't hesitate to contact us. As I pointed out throughout the show, we're ready to change how we operate. We do pickup and delivery. We're going to be disinfecting the vehicle. Just if there's something you need, don't hesitate to get with us.
That was Brad Dungis with the Dungis Family of Autos talking to us on Car Talk today. Brad, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Garrett. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1. Don't